Yo, yo, what's going on, fam? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Tink? How's it been?
What is going on, man? It's been forever. It's been good. It's been really, really good. I've been super, super busy running around with my head cut off, man. Going this way, that way, especially with school starting. I don't know how I'm surviving, to be honest with you. Thank God for coffee, though. What's up, Kekku?
Yeah, because I'm studying school, in like 3 weeks, 2 weeks for me, college.
Oh, but it still hasn't started yet? It starts in 2 weeks for you guys?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Lucky, dude. I don't know. I swear all the time, I'm like, I can't wait for something to start again. I can't wait for them to be done with summer and like back to the grind. But then it's like, then it happens and I'm like, oh, shit.
Yo, the day passed quick, yo. I'm like, damn.
Yeah. It definitely does. It definitely is.
And the year is almost over already. You know what I mean? It's less than 6 months left. So it's crazy.
Dude, it's super, super crazy, man. Super crazy. I know, actually, you said, I'm super happy you were able to join us. It's been a while since we've actually caught up, but we'll get to that reason why. I also wanted to have you join us, especially when we're talking about NFT Nashville here in just a little bit. I know we started a little bit early. I said, you asked for 4 o'clock. It's a little about 20 minutes early, but again, it's the only free time I actually have at the moment. But I wanted to just really touch base with everybody about the efforts when it comes to NFT Nashville, and not just NFT Nashville. What for today, we really wanted to kind of stick with what's happening with NFT Nashville, but we can really touch base while we're waiting for people to funnel in over the next few minutes, hopefully, about just about anything that's happening in the Cosmos ecosystem and beyond. I think things are really, really interesting right now in the general crypto landscape. And so, like, you know, as we wait, there is no shortage of topics that we could probably talk about if you guys are up for it. What's up, Finn? I know Finn is traveling. When are you going to be done and back to the ground? I'm inviting all of you guys up here, Kekku as well. No pressure if you guys can. I know it's kind of like just a pop-up stream. But if you guys want to jump in and talk about things, what's up, IBC Smile? What's going on, fam? If you guys want to jump up as well, just jump up in here. It's recorded because, you know, we are going to be talking about NFT Nashville. So just a heads up, it is actually recorded this one time. I usually don't record things because, you know. But yeah, man, I think things, Jacob, is super interesting when it comes, especially with Bitcoin price action. I guess I want to ask you, have you been following the developments with Bitcoin, the ETFs, the market and whatnot? Like, what do you think about this recent little pump that we had?
Like for Bitcoin, I haven't been follow Bitcoin, any other coin that much. I've been busy and crazy, and like I don't even have the time. Like before, like the at the end of the bull market, like I used to like do a lot of research and like daily trade and stuff. But since now, I haven't done that much research.
You're like heads down. I'm building. I'm just building.
Yeah, I used to do a lot of that, like day trading and stuff. And then like all my bags went negative 99%. So, you know, I had to stop. What's good, yo? What's good?
What's up, man? I ain't late. Yo, I ain't laughing at that down 99%, but I am laughing at the same time, bro.
Oh, if you ain't laughing, you're crying, baby. If you ain't laughing, you're crying. That's so right. Laugh it up.
That is right, man. I'm glad you're able to jump up here, Finn. How have you been, man?
I've been just, you know, waiting to go fucking home.
When's that going to happen?
Soon, I hope.
Like
soon.
Like a
week or two.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I've been saying that for the last like 8 months.
That's nice, but you've been saying that for a while now.
Yeah.
I get it, though, man. I get it, dude. Sorry, Jacob, you were going to say something?
Yeah, but I know I'm gonna get back to trading and stuff by close to 1 month before Bitcoin halving.
Is that what you're like? I think that's interesting. So like,
that's basically where I'm gonna start trading. Now I don't see the point of trading because everything go down. No, I don't see anything that's gonna go up in this bear market. As
well. Right, right. Well, I mean, I will say like.
Except for Coogee. Yeah. Let's be real here. Coogee be going up.
Hold on one second. I gotta do that. I feel like The Rock in WWE, where like right before he does his like little promo, I'm like, let me take my stance before I give my sponsor shill. Today's Spaces sponsored by none other than Kajura Network. If you guys don't know more about Kajura, you guys definitely should check them out. Kajura.network, the place for anybody who's born in crypto to find something to do. But shout out to yo, for real though. Shout out to Kajura for sponsoring the channel. For real.
We did not plan that, I swear. You just said everything was down and I just kept seeing like these Coogee Moon boys in the stream. So yeah. We did not plan that.
No, every organic, baby. Everything's organic over here. Everything's organic. Yo, I got on top of that, I got, oh my gosh. Like, I can't tell you guys how excited personally I am. I just got off. And I don't know how else. I even told the guys after the, hold on, I'm going to be cryptic for a second, but I told the guys that I just got off a call with, I didn't know how to approach things immediately right after the call, because like I'm personally super excited, but I don't want to like overplay things about the partnership. It's one thing to have sponsorships, right? But like sponsorships and partnerships are two different things in my humble opinion. Both of them very, very important. I want to say that. So like, I'm not trying to downplay any one of those things, but you guys want to hear some alpha? Yeah. I'm going to say yes. No. Everybody's saying yes right now.
No, yeah. We don't. None of us want to get real.
It's like, no, fuck that. Don't tell us anything. The damn sound effects, dude. I miss you, dude. Except for that sound effect. That sound effect could just go kick rocks, bro. I swear to God, I hate that fucking sound effect. Especially because I have everything on super loud and it's like, oh shit. Okay. I don't care if you guys said no anyway. I'm gonna tell you anyway. Super excited to officially announce for the very first time on a recorded space. I just got off a call with the team from AstroVault, and now I am an advisor for AstroVault. So I've partnered up with them and they are partnering. They have now an official partnership with IBC Yang as an entity. And we are an advisor for AstroVault. So going to be totally transparent about that.
Congratulations.
Yeah, going to be totally transparent about that. I've told them, which could be an absolute clown move, but I really love the team. I love the protocol. I love what they're doing. I've always been a fan of theirs. Always been super, super supportive. So I've told them, just like I said with the Kajura sponsorship, which is different, that I am committed to never being sell pressure or a negative entity with my position. So I'm going to be staking the vast majority of any position that I have so that everybody knows in the Cosmos ecosystem that it's not me ever. I'm never going to be that guy that just dumps on anybody because I don't need it. I really don't need it. It's an honor to be considered in those positions. But that's my commitment to everybody else. So just so you all know.
That's cool, though. You know who needs it? All of us Maneki holders. So if you could just funnel that right into the old Maneki portfolio, that'd be super sweet. Fam.
I didn't. I'm just saying. Nah, for real. But I'm super honored. So I just kind of want to, obviously, kind of giddy about that, that happening, that development that literally just happened within, like, the last 30 minutes. So again, if you guys don't know, let me take my rock stance in the middle of the squared circle. You should definitely be checking out AstroVault.
Bro, I'm still sad that I was too poor to participate in the seed round.
Oh yeah, you were able to. You're not even, you don't even have the excuse like me. Look, if you know what's really fucked up, I'm in the US. And so like, I'm not going to like throw out all the deets about like, you know, the advisor position and stuff like that, but like I obviously can't get my hands on the token legally and stuff like that, so like it's kind of wonky as it is, but you have no excuse. You could have literally fucking bought that shit.
Yo, do you just keep advising them to like,
I just told you my US excuse out? Thing.
What was that?
Bruce is drunk. I'm Paul. Listen to him.
I'm Paul. I'm not drunk. I'm tired. And Paul. Wait a minute. I don't have to.
You can't be poor. Why are you not selling yourself out there in the streets? I told you that's always an option. I told you that's an option, Bruce.
Bro.
He tried.
STDs is also an option.
I mean, but it's livable. That's something you can live with, bro. I mean, you need money.
Forever.
Not all of them. Not all of them.
Well, you can live with it for a certain amount of time. Look, hey, you can't. Don't be fucking beggars can't be choosers. All right, get over it.
I bet it was him placing those 200 star bids on my Maneckis. You son of a bitch. You'll never get one for that cheap ever.
Bro, we actually, a while ago, I think somebody got caught doing that once. And it's such a fuck up.
Like accidentally sold
it? Yeah, I forget who it was. It was such a long time ago. And it was a V1. And somebody got caught with their pants down. And they were like, sold out. And I was like, bro. So not like.
Oh, yeah, that was home pleb.
It might have been home pleb. It sounds like a pleb thing. Definitely sounds like a pleb thing to do. Anyway, so.
It was home pleb.
What are you talking about? Selling what?
Maneckis, like you know how we got Gaines coming up here. Oh, Gaines! You know how you can like people can bid like the bot. Like I don't know if it's bots or whatever. I know a lot of them are, but they just
no. So say real, just say you're asking 20k stars and someone bids 200 stars and you jump the gun thinking it's 20k and because you didn't read and then you hit accept.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. That's literally I think what happened to somebody.
It's like the oldest trick in the book, too. It's so funny when it happens, but it sucks when it happens to the homies.
For sure.
Yeah.
What's up, Gates?
Damn.
What the fuck is that, dude?
Squid.
Squid.
What's up, guys? What's up, Finn, Jacob, Bruce, Shroot? What's up, Shroot?
Games.
What's going on? Are you guys ready for an NFT Nashville?
Hell yeah.
I'm ready, boy. I'm ready.
Yo. Okay, wait. We gave enough people time. Like, I want to say something right now. I was going to wait until, like, the room come up, whatever. But, like, I can't help. I'm super excited. I'm super, super excited to drop this nugget of alpha, of joy, of happiness. Jacob, I specifically wanted you to come up here because Anons within the Juno community have come together and really wanted to support you as a person and as your projects because you've always been such a positive person, but they have paid for a sponsorship for you to join ranks in NFT Nashville. So I wanted to drop that.
Wow.
They asked me to remain anonymous about it as well. So you'll never know who loves you, but it's a lot of people that absolutely really do cherish your dedication, your work within the space for the Cosmos ecosystem in general. We've said this so many times, right? And we kind of make jokes about, especially in the Juno, like, you know, you're one of those persons, you're just determined to build and make something and bring value to the space. Brother, it hasn't been unnoticed. And like a lot of people banded together and wanted to show their appreciation to you and your efforts that you've been going through. And so welcome to the sponsorships. You're going to be blasted as much as we possibly can for NFT Nashville. You're going to be put up there amongst everybody else that is our sponsors. And so I just want to like let you know that, man. And the community loves you, bro.
Now, there are a couple strings attached with that. You will need to wear a full raccoon outfit at all times whenever in public. And then we have a list of a few other just little things, nothing big, you know, no big deal. So we'll get that. Too kind. We'll get that over to you soon.
I'll be all down. You see me walking all the way down.
Hey, it's
but I appreciate it, man. Oh my God. I didn't even know that.
That's yeah, crazy. Dude, like it's look, I was messaged and they were very adamant. I'm not gonna lie. They were like, you look, we're going to make this happen for Jacob. We're going to make it happen for him, period. And like, bro, I'm not going to lie. That is one of the most genuine, like, things I've seen in a long time in our, especially in our space, right? In the Cosmos ecosystem, like just the community coming together. They didn't want any recognition. They don't ever want you to know exactly who it was. So it, like, you never know. I know Finn's joking about, like, he's not joking about wearing a raccoon thing, but you'll never know. You'll never know where it came from at all. And so, like, you know, I hats off to everybody in the community, especially the Juno ecosystem. Some people might talk shit about Juno and all this other stuff. And like, yeah, we have our problems, all this other stuff. But like, there's still people who are genuinely trying to do things and be supportive within a space. And this is one of those huge tokens of effort like that. It's dope, man. Like, I couldn't believe, like, and you're such a deserving person as well. So I'm super happy for you, bro.
I think Finn, he forgot to mention you have to change your name from Jacob to Jukup.
Oh, maybe I should put your Juno. I'm like Juno now.
But hey, Nada is a sponsor. You're going to have to pick and choose. Person,
thank you, man.
You're going to have to pick and choose. You got to give us over. You got to get into the Telegram group. You got to come and give us all of that freaking media that we need so that we can be running ads. We can get your logo up there. Pressure's on now, buddy. You got to keep building, man.
Yeah, I'm not going away. So until I build something valuable into space, I'm not going anywhere. So so that's my goal anyway. So
I have a whole 10 minutes.
I'm speechless. I'm like, what the? I don't even know what to say. But to whoever it is, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
So do I have to change my 10-minute stand-up bit bashing Juno now, or can I go ahead and keep that in the...
You might have to, man. Hey, it's ever evolving.
Yeah, you might have to. Just for me.
Yeah, you got everybody. Reese is going to be in the crowd too, man. So,
Finn, you're for sure going?
I'm trying.
Water? Wait, Finn's going to be on NH Nashville?
Well, I'm trying. Wait, I'll let you know when it's for sure, but it sounds like it. We'll see.
Yo, bro, I would love to see everybody there, man.
If you show up with Janko jeans and a fucking monster, oh my god, dude, I'm like, bro.
Cigarette smoking shit, you know my fucking game.
Bro, you know it's been thrown around, so it's like, just so you know, like, a lot of people want you to MC or like be the guy if you do come.
Yeah, we're gonna try and make that happen. Right. We're going to road trip it down there and then go to Florida and do the full cross country gig.
You got, Shroot has this van that you can rent out. It's pretty comfy. It's pretty comfy. You can just haul across the country in it.
I might need to live in that when I get back. So,
oh man. We dropped the biggest, that's the biggest part of NF. Well, I don't want to say it's the biggest part. It's one of the most, it was one thing I really wanted to get to, having Jacob here. I was super, super happy to convey that message over to you, bud. But moving on, Gaines, what should we talk about next? I mean, we have so many things kind of moving right now when it comes to NFT Nashville. Right now, I guess the one thing that I want to convey over to you guys, I know a lot of people are asking when tickets should be available for purchase really, really soon. We just gave over everything. As I say that, I forgot that I need to still make those small details and get it over to OmniFix. But OmniFix is where we're working with OmniFix for the ticketing. They have everything they need other than the small little verbiage that you get in the, that's the thing I'm talking about. I dropped the ball. I still have not had time to, you guys are all going to get the shitty info, like little detailed paragraph thing saying, thank you for being a pleb and buying a ticket. No refunds. Kick rocks.
Bro, all it needs to say is, thanks for Mitten, y'all.
Yeah, y'all.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Mitten, apostrophe, y'all.
Yeah, Mitten. Thanks. Yeah, that's all I have to do. I still have to get it on over to them. But everything else they have, and they're already developing and working. So those tickets should be available soon. We should be able to provide a link to the NFT Nashville site and to where you guys can purchase your tickets. I am still working on getting, I swear to God, it feels like some people just don't want to work in the industry sometimes, but these hotels, I've been trying to message three different hotels for discounted rates, for blocked out rooms. I'm working with three of them that are really, really close, about 2 to 3 miles away from the actual location. It's right next to Cool Springs Galleria Mall, which has like just basically everything you need. Like it has this live music, like it has everything you need. It's like right there. So it's a really cool hotel to stay at if, like, you know, you are wanting to go do things after or during or whatever your stay here. And then I'm also talking to one because of Saberstein. I guess she let me know that Best Western has like super cool deals. It's a little bit further away, but hey, right? It's all about options. And so I'm trying to get three different places for people to choose from. But if you want to do the touristy thing, you know, obviously I'm expecting people. I know Joe is wanting to do an event the day before, and or maybe somebody else is doing an event the day after in Nashville. You might want to stay for a little bit more. It's definitely a lot more expensive if you stay in like immediately in the heart of Nashville, but you know, it's a lot of fun. So up to you guys. We'll let you guys know those dates when they become available. Other than that, I mean, we have several different, I'm not at my computer right now, but we have several different sponsors and speakers all lined up. Obviously you guys heard the big news between myself and AstroVault. So AstroVault and their NFT project Quantum is two of the main sponsors. They are well sponsors, and they're going to be speakers there as well. Obviously, we have Gelato, which was one of the very first sponsors to step up to the plate, other than our main sponsor, Stargaze. Shout outs to Stargaze for like really helping us get the ball rolling. If it wasn't for Stargaze to begin with, like who knows if this would have got off the ground? But they stepped up to the plate immediately when we let them know about it, and you know, helped us pay for the event space. And so, yeah, so we got Stargaze, and obviously Gaines, part of that crew as well. Some of their speakers hopefully all going to be there. We have Gelato. Apparently the whole crew from Gelato should be coming, if not a good majority of that crew is going to be coming. So there'll be speakers, AstroVault, the other NFT project. I forget, what is it called? Gaines Shroot, is it Quantum? I feel so bad because now I'm an advisor and I can't think of it. Quantum something.
You're talking about the NFT platform?
Yeah, what is it called again?
Truth? I think it's called Quantum. Yeah, Quantum, yeah.
I think it's Quantum something, but yeah, forgive me. I'm a pleb. Damn homestead rubbing off on me. But yeah, and who else do we have? We have a few others.
They didn't join the Telegram channel yet?
Yeah, I thought one was at Archie's. Or no, that's the project.
Yeah, right? That's the project. Okay. You know what? I don't seem like a pleb entirely. Let me go walk upstairs and get next to my computer so I can actually read off.
We'll fix this in post. It'll sound like you totally know what you're talking about and have all your ducks in a row. Yeah.
It would sound like it, but it still wouldn't be the actual case. It's chaotic in the background.
I do know that Joe is planning on doing something like Thursday, and then Tank, I know you've been talking, mm-hmm. and I think Gelato and even like Wolfman has been talking about doing something on like Saturday.
Oh, there you go.
I think a lot of people are making like that we've spoken to are probably making like a weekend out of it, like, you know, Thursday through Sunday or, you know, Thursday through Saturday or whatever. So there'll be some other stuff to do. I know the event's just one day. It is our first year doing this. So I think, you know, riding on the success that this will probably, experience next year, you know, we could potentially expand it out. Plus next year, I think what would be really interesting is that there's a Bitcoin conference in Nashville as well. Mm-hmm. So kind of trying to coordinate the dates with something like that. Cause when you go to like something like ETH Denver, there's like really like four events going on. So,
well, you know, I felt so bad. A lot of things
for people to pick.
I shared it in our Telegram group, our team Telegram group. Did you all know? And Mayor, actually shout out to Mayor. He let me know this. I didn't know, but Solana just had a bar crawl, like their event in Nashville as well last weekend, and their tickets, like, bro, it wasn't even really like an event or conference. It was like literally just like a bar crawl slash like what is that Amazing Race kind of like feel?
It was like a scavenger hunt.
It was a 3-day event, and like, bro, their VIP tickets were like $800, like it. It looked really cool. So again, I guess what I'm trying to get at is Nashville is a banging place. It's growing. There's a lot of conventions, like she was saying, that's going to be hosted from here on out, especially leading into next year. Like, you know, the Bitcoin conference is going to be here. Like, we really want to kind of like line that up for the next one to possibly somewhere around the same time. maybe even during the same time, so that people can kind of kill many birds with one stone. But to go back, now that I'm a computer, so we have Stargaze, Gelato, Crypto Dungeon, who is a sponsor. They're a validator and an NFT up and coming NFT project. Obviously, Maneki Neko, Cosmos Spaces, ONFT, Atlas DAO. Welcome, Jacob. Actually, so what do you pick, Jacob? I guess, I mean, the entities that told me and paid for your sponsorship didn't tell me how you, like, what do you want, what name you want to be on. You gotta let me know, man. And then we also got Game of Nodes confirmed, that the entire Game of Nodes team, if you guys don't know who they are, those are like some OG, really, really cool, not just validators, but people who are developers and who have been working in our ecosystem for a long time, like Rhino or whatnot. Like, they have committed to a well sponsor. Alpha Growth, Brian has said in some capacity that they're thinking about being a sponsor. I know that, like I said, Astro Vault, I'm going to throw it out there, Finn, no pressure, but, you know, Finn has told us maybe Terra Spaces wants to do it. Rack has said as well that they're looking to become a sponsor. We got plenty. Quantum Club. It's Quantum Club, by the way. And Astro Vault, like we said. So it's really, really snowballing into something that has a lot of people willing to share. And, like, I'm going to put a little bit of alpha out there, not 100%, but we are working to bring some keynote speakers that would just blow your fucking socks off if they arrive, if they're there. And I'm talking about, like, blow your socks off.
Now, I don't want to get anyone's hopes up. We're still trying to get Doe out of Montenegro prison. But if we can actually get in there and get him out in time, you know, we may be on to something here as far as the keynote speaker. But I don't want to get anybody's hopes up.
I know a couple of guys in Montenegro. Just let me know.
He does have his face on his PFP. I mean, we got that inside hook. I'm just saying.
I've been sacrificing virgins the past couple weeks to try and get Coach Bruce to show up and do a reveal. So,
no shortage of those, huh?
I am in Utah, so.
Yeah. We got Reese in the house, though. Reese also, like, I know I'm not trying to dox him, but he's very close to the same area. We got Kaku down there. Guys, if you guys don't know, he's not my neighbor. One in the area as well. So we might be blessed by such great people that's been in a space, like, who have deployed things or have been consistently deploying, developing things within multiple little pockets of our greater ecosystem. Like, I'm super, super bullish about NFT Nashville. I was when we first snowballed this idea, but, like, it's really grown into something that I'm super, super proud about. And this is all organic. No community fund.
Zero community pools were rated for this conference.
No proposals. Fuck a proposal.
So far.
This has all been grassroots effort. And I'm absolutely, like, blessed to be amongst such great people and such great team members like Shrew, Joe, and Gaines to help get this going. I really am, man.
Fuck, you guys been doing a lot more work than I have. I'm just your little bitch, and you guys tell me what to do.
Yeah. Fuck Gaines, though. Gaines doesn't even come to the damn meetings. I'm just
That's important, though. That's the only way we can get the ear of Stargaze is by yelling into Gaines's butt. And then we instantly, it's awesome. So thank you for your hard work and dedication, Gaines.
Thank you. How about this? If you guys do want to, you know, jump on a meeting, you'll do it at 3 a.m. when I'm on my lunch break. Would that work?
Oh my god, who has lunch at 3 a.m.?
Spaces are good, though. We can do spaces more often for NFT Nashville. I think it's cool, but I want to know what people are planning to do. Are they planning to get there the day before the event to, like, do a meet and greet, or even get there earlier to just explore the city? Because I personally have not been to Nashville. I've never been to Nashville.
Yeah, I know. I'm 100% going, like, Thursday through Sunday, so... I'm even thinking, considering taking, like, a really late Wednesday flight, so that way I have all day Thursday. But I'll definitely be wrapping it around the long weekend. Tank, question for you: is there good public transit from, like, Franklin to?
That is the one thing we don't
like,
have.
Downtown?
We don't.
Is there, like, a train or, like, no, a bus?
No, we don't have buses. And that's, per se. That's one thing.
That's kind of why I'm driving. Like, I'll shuttle you guys. I got you.
Yeah, what are you talking about, Shrew? Aren't you bringing, like, Van Dow? down. Aren't you supposed to be fucking working the entire time?
Yeah, dude. Can we go in the van and then like sign our name on the top?
Oh, no, you can't. I'm telling you though, he has some nice woodworking in there, and you guys can't deface that. Fuck all that.
Yeah, bro. Don't let us near that. We will definitely wreck that van.
I'm already nervous enough renting it out to fucking complete strangers, let alone you,
you guys.
But yeah, we're going to try and make it down there for that week. You guys are all there. And that's kind of one of the reasons we're going to drive is so we have some transportation. So if anybody wants to like go somewhere else, we can do that.
Yeah. But
we only fit two in the car and you got to take your shoes off. So
take your goddamn shoes off when you get in my car.
And no eating in the back seat, yeah. God damn it.
Don't fuck with the damn vents. Don't fuck with the vents. Man, I feel like I'm listening to my grandmother all over again. My grandmother used to be a hard ass about that kind of shit. Let me get Kit up in here.
So what's the date again?
What was that? I'm sorry.
What's the date?
November 4th.
Oh, plenty of time.
Still plenty of time. God bless. To go back to your question. Yeah. So the Middle Tennessee or Nashville area, that is the one thing that's kind of always bugged me is we don't have a bus system per se, but we do have a plethora, just like anywhere else, of Uber drivers and shit like that. And so it's not hard to find transportation. And some of the hotels, granted, I don't know which one it is right now, do offer shuttle services. But it's really inexpensive. I mean, I think, don't quote me on this, but I think the last, I mean, I know it changes with the months and whatnot as well. But, the last time I took a Uber from here to like downtown Nashville, I think it was literally like 15 to 20 minutes of a drive and about $20 to get there. And so, you know, it's not that bad.
Yeah, that's not bad. I'm right now, I haven't booked like my lodging because I'm considering doing like a fucking 8-person Airbnb, but I don't know how much I'll fucking regret that if I do that.
As long as it's not in your name, you won't regret it one bit.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm afraid of. If I'm the one booking it, then it is going to be in my name. But so I don't know. I have a couple that I've looked at, and I was thinking about emailing them and just. So that way, if there's people that are, it's maybe a little bit cost prohibitive, like it'd probably be easier to just like grab a spot. But I don't know. I'm TBD on
that. If my wife has her way, we might actually have a very nice condo soon. But I don't know if I want you misfits being in that too. Because who knows if you guys stuff the toilet with too much fucking paper fucking towel. Like, Jesus. Who went number two? Who went number two in the toilet? Went number two is all I gotta ask.
That's right. No pooping in the Airbnb. Go poop at the hotel, not in the Airbnb.
Yeah, you gotta go down to the fucking fitness center to go poop.
That's what the pool's for. You poop in the pool.
Where's the gelato people staying at? Because I want to stay with the gelato people.
Well, I was gonna actually reach out to them and be like, hey, if you guys are getting a place, like I'll go in on it with them or something like that. Because but Joe's coming down, but Joe's gonna be with his lady. So that kind of
Joe says all this stuff. Watch his lady's probably more wild than him. He's probably like go ahead, Kit.
I was just wondering, like, where's the nearest Walmart and the parking lot? I want dibs on my own little section.
We do have a very big Walmart in our area. Okay, I don't know how to make this sound. Kaku's been around, but Williamson County, it's in an area called Williamson County. Williamson County is it's a nice fucking area. Like, they got everything you need, and then some. So, yeah, for sure. Walmart, Target, all of that shit that you need. If you're going to be parking in, are you bringing an RV or something? Is that what you're doing? Parking in the damn, are you one of those people that park in the Walmart parking lot?
Yeah. I mean, if there's not a nearby KOA, get yourself go to Walmart. 20.
Van life. Let's fucking go.
Van mom, van dow, van dad.
Van dam.
Man, goddamn. Kaku,
how you doing, buddy? How's your day going?
E2, get one of the giant bachelorette vehicles for all the attendees to go back and forth from their hotel. We need to get some complimentary pink cowboy hats.
That's easy. All we need to do is get a trailer, our tractor with a trailer on the back of it. And you guys are right in the heart of Nashville. That's literally what happened.
100%.
You know, what we used to do for the weed conferences was just rent a U-Haul. And then they would set up like a couch and a table in the back of the U-Haul.
What do you think? Let's drop down really quick, Jacob. Drop down really quick and then come back up.
Now I can't hear Gans. I'll come back.
Okay.
This is, bro. Come on, Twitter.
We're lost, Jacob.
Well, I think I'm staying with the shirt then, since
forget the transportation the bachelorette parties use. Let's bring a bachelorette party to the conference. We'll be hey, it's a bunch of crypto nerds, and then they'll be like, oh shit, they're probably all loaded.
I don't want any kind of like fucking weird vibe. Like the stories I heard about people getting brought certain people at last conferences. We're not going to be the people that have a story told later where a bunch of fucking redneck bachelorette girls came over in a damn tractor trailer, like, and invaded the damn NFT Nashville fucking event.
Oh, come on, dude.
Are you saying you don't want us? You don't want us properly escorted? I mean, come on.
You guys do you on your own time. All you got to do is go down to Nashville and there's going to be, I kid you not, Ask Cuckoo, you go down to, like, they call it Nash Vegas, the Nashville Strip. It's the wildest thing you'll ever see is a bunch of, I'm just going to say, I'm sorry, I know there's ladies in here, really hot young chicks at a bachelorette party. And not just bachelorette parties, just parties, fucking partying up on the back of a tractor trailer. Like, it's the wildest thing you've ever seen in your life, dude. We call them woohoo girls, because literally all they're doing is going woohoo the entire fucking time.
Oh my God. It's like a dream come true. I'm going
to
wear my cowboy boots.
From woohoo to boohoo. I'm convinced this is going to be awesome.
Are you okay? I keep losing people. Jacob, can you hear us now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Do you have the address like in the website yet?
Yeah. We can, and definitely, I think what we've been waiting for, I wish Signal was here. I think what we've been waiting for is just a couple of things, like I said, with OmniFix, and that's really on me, if I'm being very honest. I got to submit those little fine details. I swear to God, I might just put some funky message at the very bottom of like every ticket purchase just to fuck with you guys. Like I might
do it like a fortune cookie, that shit.
Yeah. Something stupid. Like, but anyway, but yeah, once that happens, I think he's going to be updating everything else, and we're going to have like the address, the events, but then it's going to be all provided on there, right? Like, we don't want you guys buying tickets and going, where the fuck do I go? Yes, ma'am.
I was just going to be an ass, but you're being serious again.
No, go ahead. I'm never that serious. So go ahead.
Well, I dropped down because I had a phone call. I came back and you guys talked about the woohoo girls and the trailers. But like, all seriousness though, if you guys want to play around and get a trailer, I'm in Michigan, and to drive to Tennessee is a lot cheaper and worth my time than to actually get a flight and all that fun stuff. So I'd have a vehicle. That's why I was thinking camper, but I would drive the Jeep. And if there's Tractor Supply, I could actually get free trailer rental for an hour.
Yeah, we got tractor. This is Tennessee, girl. We got tractor trailer supplies everywhere.
Kid, I got a fucking Dodge Ram, and I have a trailer. I can just bring that bad bitch over there.
Are we gonna have like a trailer pull race downtown Tennessee?
Tailgate party, baby. We gonna have a tailgate party. This ain't at a hotel. It's in the middle of cornfield. Shit. Yeah. It's gonna be awesome.
You know how we Michiganders do it, Kit. We got everything. We got all the toys. We'll bring the side by sides, the quads, and everything.
I don't know. The M'ladies after party. The M'ladies after party at fucking East Nashville was pretty dope.
One second, guys. I got somebody at my door. You guys are gonna have to man the ship for a second.
Okay. I'm just picturing these fools like doing like the DMX thing, like riding wheelies on four wheelers down the middle of Main Street and shit. Oh my God. Make it happen, boys.
Gaines, does your truck have that shit where it like the hydraulics where you like fucking go up and down and shit?
Oh fuck no. Hell no. It doesn't squat either. It doesn't do that fucking Carolina squat. It's just a Ram, just a 1500 Ram with the Hemi.
He's got that thing where you gotta tinker with the battery to get it to start. You know that thing.
Like the red and green show?
Shit. Exactly.
So, okay, you're going to drive? You're going to drive there, Kit?
Are you driving?
I haven't thought yet if I'm going to drive or take a flight. I don't know.
We're driving. If we go, we're definitely driving.
If you drive down, maybe we can end up doing, I don't know. Well, I guess nowadays we have cell phones instead, but do the old CB radio setup, get the huge antenna going.
Well, if you bring your camper, I'll just stay in the camper while you drive it.
Well, what I was going to say, though, is if you have a trailer and you think about pulling it down, think about the gas and miles, because just to get to Tennessee, you got a couple winding roads that's going to really suck you down. If you got a Dodge, it's probably going to take you down to like 9 miles per hour or 9 miles gallons per hour. Yeah.
I actually probably won't take a drive down to Tennessee because I did that just a couple months ago. And yeah, that put a dent in my pocket. The gas, just the gas alone was just like crazy. Spent a lot of money on gas.
What is it, a $300 round trip or about $280?
I think it was like $380 actually.
Holy shit. You probably booked later in the weekend towards the end of the month. Yeah, if you're going to end up booking, I'd do Monday earlier in the month.
What can we do until we...
Hey guys, can you do me a favor, Gaines? Yeah. I have my architect that just popped up. I didn't know he's popping up. I just got to go show him something on the backside of our detached garage. Could you just run the show for a second?
Sorry. Yes, sir.
I threw it on you, man. I threw it on you. I'm sorry.
Yeehaw. Anyway. No, kid, I drove to Tennessee. I spent like over $380 on gas.
Holy crap.
That was just the way there. And then I spent $380 on the way back.
Were you driving all across the United States before you made it to your destination?
No, but I actually, how many fucking miles was it? It was too long. It was too long. It was like 11 hours to get there, over 11 hours. Well,
as a crow flies, 9 hours, but depending on the time of season, construction, or if there's a rock slide, there's always that fun detour. But to get to Nashville, 11 hours, you got yourself 3.5 vehicle fill-ups.
Went to Gatlinburg. That's where I went. Went to Gatlinburg.
Hollywood.
Yep. Gatlinburg and then Pigeon Forge. But man, I cannot wait to go back to Tennessee. It's such a beautiful place. Fucking amazing.
I got brain stew, but I'm trying to think. Okay, so a camper rental with a security deposit down. It's about a couple grand, unfortunately. But you get that back. No one fucks it up. And then rental, probably about $600,
$800. Oh, hell no. Just fucking get an Airbnb. No way.
Playing it out in my head. This is how my brain works. Like all the different things, like analytics, how much it's going to cost, vehicle fill-ups, wear and tear on a vehicle, time allotments, how many people, yada, yada. Airbnb is the same for a security deposit, but that gives me a little bit more anxiety because I don't know none of your fuckers.
Because they put cameras in all those Airbnbs now, and you know they'd be watching you.
Well, apparently, Finn, I'm a OnlyFans cam girl or whatever the hell that is. So, I mean, I have no shame to my game.
Oh, shit, for real?
No.
This is a business trip.
Are your DMs open?
When you're done doing the analytics for your trip, will you do it for mine? It's about 2,600 miles. Just let me know.
And he's driving a fucking Challenger.
Okay, 2,600.
Bro, that V8 on cruise control gets like 22 miles to gallon as long as you're not like stomping on it. You just let it do its thing. Let the AI drive. It's all good.
Fucking AI. How many
miles per gallon do you get?
Well, we'll say 21. We'll say 20 just to keep it nice.
And generally after about, let me remember, every 5 hours per vehicle, because I was a test driver for a while. Your vehicle by EPA standards should be 300 miles fill up. So 300 divided by 2,600. So you're going to be spending about $860 round trip in gasoline.
Yeah, but he gets the freedom to smoke all the weed he wants, fucking drink, and listen to music.
I get to bring all the dope with me and not get frisked at the airport. It's worth it, trust.
Did you just say he gets to drink while he's driving across country?
That's legal,
he
right?
He doesn't drink. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't drink. I'll be smoking though.
Well, what's the rule? As long as it's in the back seat, right? So you just put the can in the back seat, and then you have like one of those silly straws that goes up to the front seat.
He needs a hat. He needs the beer hat with the. Gosh darn, we're talking about Tennessee, and now my freaking bad accent's coming out. Fuck all of you.
Hey, Twang, man. Hey, my friends used to have a V-dub bus, and they took out the sink part, and they put a couple Camelbacks in there, and then they would fill that with, like, wine or beer, whatever liquor they were drinking for the trip, and then the Camelback straws reached to the front, and that's how that bus went.
Hold up. Hold your horses. We got beep bands.
Whoa, there. Pump those brakes, eh?
Hey, listen, I only got like freaking 5-10 minutes that I can hang out before I got to go into gelato space. I'm kind of bummed out that I missed this, but I was out and about. My husband went golfing, so I dropped him and the little one off so they could like have a nice golfing adventure. And I'm missing the whole IBC talk.
Ma'am, you're in NFT natural space. You need it. You need to change your accent. For moving forward, that's how we talk around this town.
Hey, man.
I apologize. My constitution is far too weak to handle such badgering from you, Lil Gaines.
Okay, wait. That's way too good for us Tennesseans. You need to like dumb it down just a little bit with that twang too, because you're going to stick out like a sore thumb if you come in too proper like that.
Yes,
you got to just watch like a few Dukes of Hazzard shows and then you'll be on it. No problem.
The Southern Peach.
A Southern Peach.
I'm a Southern Peach.
Oh, God, how annoying are we all going to be when we come back from NFT Natural with that fucking accent? Fuck.
Hey, I do have a question for the crowd. Koozies or belt buckles?
Koozies, bro.
Koozies, like, belt buckles, or I mean, like cowboy Gaines, hats?
Lil Gaines will do the belt buckle because he's wearing, you know, cowboy hat, cowboy shoes. The belt buckle, maybe for Gaines. But for the rest of us, we're looking for koozies to keep our drinks nice and cool.
You guys don't want a fucking cowboy hat? Oh my gosh, what is
that? No. Even better, bro. A fucking flask. A little flask. A mini flask, bro.
Dude. We don't have like super funding though. So it's gonna be like a plastic flask from China.
it's just gonna be a water bottle that we drank out of that we then filled back up for you.
Yeah. Y'all gonna get whatever Costco had on sale. And in bulk. That's what y'all gonna get.
I'm into it.
What's up, Funky? I see you in the crowd. Hey, Funky. Fucker, I'm gonna put you on the spot. I thought I want you to be a sponsor. I'm just, just joking.
If I don't get a 10-minute Funky meditation to start out NFT Nashville, man, my chakras ain't gonna be aligned properly. I'm not gonna be able to do what I need to do up there, you know, man? So
it's already on my list for creating the fucking schedule as something that can happen. So,
bro, that would
be
been earmarked on my little like speakers / panel ideas list.
The man, the myth, the legend, Funky, what's going on, brother?
Welcome, brother.
Hey, wait a minute. You know what? I just realized, I'm kind of annoyed by this, but because Bitcoin and Wabi, whenever he says brother, I'm pissed off at myself now, and I feel like I can't say brother because I feel like I sound like him. And I'm going to need you, Wabi, to stop saying brother so much because I was saying that shit way before you. So that's
what listen, as long as you don't follow it up with God bless, I'm okay. As the group atheist here, I have to ask to let's keep it out.
Wait, hold on. What about an alien bless? Because we all know there's a third kind out there that loves us and has placed us on this orb. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, bring those mushrooms that you're on right now to NFT National. That'll be a lot of fun.
meditating mushrooms.
Into them. I have literally just been staring at them. I open the bag, I look at them, and I'm like, they still look good. And then I close the bag and put it back away.
Wait, if mushrooms go bad, don't they just make more mushrooms?
I'm still deciding if I'm going to fly or drive.
No, you got to make sure that shit's like cracker dry. Otherwise, they'll mold in the baggie. You don't want them to mold.
Bro, your fucking PFP's hideous, dude. I can't believe you're fucking rocking that PFP. What is it? Well, is it an
You don't like the turkey? You don't like turkey dough?
It's hilarious, dude. It's a real thing, Finn. It's a real thing.
Turkey dough? Oh yeah, it's very
dude, real. Ask Jacob Gattican if turkey dough is real.
Don't you?
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Fucking damn it!
We had to have, actually, I don't know if I can say this on records. I'll edit myself out, but we had to have like a...
All right, I'm just doing a sound check. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yep.
All right, sweet. Sorry. I've been enjoying this just from when I hopped in. I couldn't get my AirPods to work and connect to my phone. It like was trying to go to my MacBook and all this other crazy crap. Okay, so I want to be there. That goes without saying. I want to meet you guys. I want to hang out. I'm definitely with Gainsey on the flask idea, just as a whiskey guy. But I went to bat again for the sponsorship, and I meant to circle back to Shroot to tell you this as well, because I've been chatting with him. So the bear market apparently impacts all. And despite my insistence that we do this, they're basically the co-founders. The take is, you know, like it's not like we're so tight on money that we can't do things, but like their big thing is this is a small community initiative, not like a major Cosmos event, you know? So if it were something that we're making a lot more connections,
jokes on them.
Hey, listen.
It's gonna be.
So basically, you're not gonna align our chakras, Funky? Is that what you're trying to say?
They said if Cito's not there, if Cito doesn't show up, we can't sponsor this event. Sorry, fam. It's in our contract for getting delegations.
Oh my gosh, I thought that was Funky saying that. It was Finn. No, stop playing with me. you guys sound the same.
No, that's Saul Goodman. He's gonna bring all his shoes and his glasses. So yeah, anyhow, I definitely still want to be there. I think that there may something. So here's the big problem. The hang up is this. We're about to put in a proposal for Teddy Dow for the Polkadot Treasury. Part of that proposal would be funding for attending events and, you know, doing marketing outside the ecosystem. The big challenge is this won't see any kind of clarity for at least another, you know, month or two. Like it might even be October before we get funding, just because things are much slower when it comes to the Polkadot Treasury. It's like a 28-day process to go through the voting on OpenGov. And then there's like the spend period comes after that. So it still might be like 2 months away. And I know you guys are looking to button up all the sponsorships this week, I believe. And so I said all this yesterday in a meeting. I even pleaded with, can we just do one of the smaller sponsorships? So
Funky. It's okay.
No, it's
we
not.
We love you.
It's not okay.
Anyway.
I know.
We
but
love
like,
you. And
you know what, Funky?
I'm going to tell you
it's
right
not
now,
okay,
Funky.
And I'm leaving prepared. Right now because I have a different space at 5:30 that I have to be at.
Yo, be prepared, Funky. Have you guys ever seen, you ever see that meme or that GIF where that it's a guy at the basketball. He looks like a Southerner. He's wearing that little headband. He's got a big old beard. And it's like a picture of the two girls waving, but in the background, he's like waving at the camera. Just to let you know now that we're going to have a teddy bear. And in the background of all the content, we're going to be hugging it with a little sign that says, Teddy Dow, we miss you. You know it's going to happen. We got to troll you now. We've got to troll them. But we still love you, fam. We love them.
No.
It's all good. We understand.
And honestly, like, I think so. Part of it, I'm going to just be honest, right, was somewhat selfish on my part, too, because I just knew that if we did it, I was going to be the person who was going to be sent. And it would be a nice little mini vacation for me and my wife, like come out, check out Nashville, have the weekend, you know, but that's, I think that's their bigger piece. It's not so much the sponsorship. So I might even still be able to get them to commit to giving some sponsorship money, even if we can't be there. Because their bigger concern is sending people from the team, like to actually show face. And, you know, then, of course, you need a place to stay. You're paying for flights and everything else. It's not so much the sponsorship itself. So I'm still going to see if I can push to see if they can at least do the sponsorship, even if we can't physically be there. And B-Bands, I know you got to leave and your time's certain. But if you guys wanted to, I would totally call in and do a group guided meditation at the outset of the event, if that's what you guys wanted.
That would be cool. Just have you at least part of it. I don't know. I'm just into it. I like your morning chakras or relaxing time of, you know, getting to know yourself first before you start the day. I'm into it. I like it.
Awesome. Appreciate
it. I want you to end it though, like Talladega Nights. I want you to align everybody's chakra.
Shake
and I want you to be like, baby Jesus, amen. We're just going to get at it.
I like to think of baby Jesus as a ninja.
No, but listen, if somebody's not like relaxed, you kind of like, you take your palm of your hand and you push it against their forehead and you said, I cast you out. And I bet you that would feel better.
If they're not relaxed, Finn's going to go around and hotbox them.
Yeah.
Finn
will be the medically induce relaxation, whether you like it or not.
Oh, bad.
Dude, I will say this, though. That was probably the funniest thing at the M'lady after party at Eve Denver, is like people were just rolling around with these like little fucking tubes. They're probably like, I don't know, maybe like 6 inches long and like half an inch wide. And it had like a M'lady sticker on the outside, and you opened it up and it was a M'lady branded fucking joint. It was like the funniest shit ever. I think I have some of the empty canisters in like my luggage still, because I don't think I've used that suitcase since. But like, talk about like branding. Like, that shit was pretty dope. Pun intended.
Well, I will say Tennessee, unfortunately, right now doesn't have, well, I don't know. It's not, you can't just walk around with weed. But we can give
you those take care of us, right, Tank? I'm just checking.
Of course, but this is a recorded space. I don't know what you're talking about. But we can slap labels over those little sample Tennessee honey whiskey things. We can drink. We can drink all day long down here. You know, that's what we do. We just drink. But yeah, we'll get you fucked up one way or another.
We're getting fucked up, partner.
Yeah. One way or another.
I'm gonna have to like bring a camel back filled with water. You guys,
is downtown Nashville like Vegas and New Orleans? Are you allowed to just like stroll the streets with open container, or no, not really?
I think you can in Nashville, but don't.
No. You better check. Yeah, the laws first before you listen to Tank and end up fucking getting arrested. I'm saying.
I'm not actually sure about that, but
yeah, I'll get arrested and then I'll mint my fucking booking pick as an NFT in memorandum of the event.
I was going to ask if we can tokenize bail money, perhaps in some clever way, so that if any of us happens to get arrested.
Freaking mugshots. That would be fucking fabulous. A la Tank. Thank you, Tank, for giving us
wrong information. Oh my God. Is that a background that we need to do? Do we need to do some fucking like some. Oh, that's a background. Fuck, scrap the other stuff with NFT Nashville. That's the background. Like those old, remember those old Western things that people used to, like your whole family would line up and you look like a fucking Western family and you take that picture? That's what we should do, bro.
Yep. But instead, it'll just be like Western family food and then like us just looking haggard as fuck from like a long trip.
Yeah, there's no costumes. It's just like your raggedy clothes that you slept and woke up in and all this other stuff, and you're hungover and shit. Holding a little sample thing of Tennessee honey whiskey. You're like, oh fuck. Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Man, I'm super excited. Guys, we don't have to carry this on. I know Vance does have to go here in a little bit. And I just want to start with the first official. I know Joe said it not too long ago that he's gonna be primarily focused on just doing content for NFT Nashville and or the sponsors that have been sponsoring NFT Nashville until we actually have our event. To be honest with you, I'm probably going to be doing very similar things outside of also Balanced DAO, which that is admitting along an overdue conversation that I want to have with the Juno ecosystem as well. But no need to keep going on. I think I'm super excited, and I'm really appreciative of all of you guys showing your support. Really, truly am.
Can't wait to see everybody there, though, for real. I hope that some people can get there a little bit earlier so that, you know, we have time to just chill and hang out before the main event.
Yeah. Right, I know you guys are going to get there early. What's the consensus? Are you guys, if this does become a thing, we do get to go, is it people showing up the day before and then staying the day after? Because I know the main event's on a Saturday. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm doing like a Thursday through Sunday kind of thing.
Okay.
Cool. Meet and greet should be Friday sometime somewhere, Tank, if you can find a nice little venue. I don't think it'd be that much money, right, to get a small little venue just for the people that are going to be able to attend a meet and greet.
No, I don't think. There's so many options in the area. It's really, I mean, hell, even if you just looked at the event space that we're at right now, you kind of get a pretty good idea. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of opportunities for side gigs, side get-togethers and stuff like that. I really, really can't wait. And I'm going to try to make, I promise you, I'm going to try to make as much availability and room open up for my own schedule. I know there's going to be a lot of you guys down here for, you know, X number of days, but I promise you, I will try to hang out at every one of them as I possibly can.
I say we just go party in your new condo. You're flexing all that nice real estate. I mean, you may as well use it.
Bro, we'll see. I don't know. This one guy, that's another conversation. The realtor that we were working with, I was like, what the fuck? Anyway, we'll see. My wife still wants it, but I'm not paying some stupid. God, you know how much they're, before we end this, interest rates right now for something like that, 8%. 8% on $1 million. That's a fucking, I was like, Jesus Christ. Anyway. And that's with a lockdown. That's with really good credit and shit like that. I was like, good God. I don't know about this. I'd rather just buy a business than buy some real estate. Jeez Louise. Anyway, guys, I just want to say thank you. I love you guys to death. Be on the lookout for more of these spaces. Really do appreciate you guys. And whenever you guys can join, please do. Anyway, we're going to get out of here, guys. You guys have a good afternoon.
Later.
Join Gelato Space. Join Gelato Space.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payment. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss. And I'm liking the odds, fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lay stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place, smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Spaces.